Hey mama, I want to invite you to something. I am hosting a free anger management bootcamp on the podcast May 6th through the 10th. Monday through Friday, there will be a new episode released teaching you where anger comes from and what goes on in your brain when you feel intense feelings, how to lower your stress and increase capacity levels as a mom, how to shift your mindset to align your actions with the mom that you want to be, and how to break generational anger patterns. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a day and sign up using the link in the show notes so you can get access to the episodes as soon as they drop and an email summary of the daily trainings, as well as access to a live Q&A call on the last day of the bootcamp. Invite one or three of your mama friends so they can learn how to manage their emotions well too. Link to sign up is in the show notes. I can't wait to see you in there. Let's get back into this podcast episode. Oh friend, welcome to another episode of Emotionally Healthy Legacy. If you feel like your kids will only remember negative things about you, this episode is for you. How to make sure your kids have good memories of you as a mom. We'll be talking about some things that will be a little bit uncomfortable in this episode. It's going to make you think, and it's a good thing. I promise you, it's a good thing. Before I jump into this episode, I wanted to share with you a new podcast that I think you're going to really enjoy. It's called Peace on Purpose by Leslie Burris. And she is a homeschooling mama of 7 kids. And she teaches how to shift your mindset and your thoughts to have intentional peace in your life. If you feel like your thoughts are creating lots of chaos and turmoil in your life, especially as a Christian, this podcast is for you. She is a believer. She is an amazing mama of 7. I had an honor of being a guest on her show. Her podcast is called Peace on Purpose, and I will link it in the show notes for you. All right, friend, let's talk about how to make sure your kids have good memories of you as a mom. So I had this idea of sharing this with you because I logged in onto my Instagram through my desktop. And a while back, I unfollowed everybody on Instagram. But there's this one person that when I log in, I go in the search section and I look up her profile and I look at the reels that she posted. And it is Tessa Romero. And I've shared her on this podcast many times. I've been through her mind body alignment course, her mommy mindset course, in her spring group this year of also mind body alignment, how to work on your mentality and mindset to feel empowered as a mom or just as an individual, how to show up in the way that you feel proud of. It's just like a general mindset program. And so mine is specifically on anger. Hers isn't specifically on anger, but it is still an amazing program. And I've even recommended to some of my past clients that are done working with me that her program is the next best for them. Well, she had this reel that she posted that I was like, oh my gosh, I have to share about this because it is that good. And it's so thought-provoking. And I want to talk about this after I read the captions that were on that reel. And she said, one day your kids will say, my mom would always fill in the blank. My mom told me blank. My childhood was blank. My mom never blank. My mom taught me blank. I felt blank around my mom. And that reel was like, oh my goodness, it's probably one of the best ones I've ever seen. Why? Because it's making you really think the impact of your actions as a mom on your children. Think about it, my friend. Your kids will grow up one day. Maybe they will not remember every single thing that you said and did, but they will remember that atmosphere that you created in the home. Was it an atmosphere of peace and calm, of being safe around you? Or was it an atmosphere of chaos and turmoil and frustration and anger and explosions? What atmosphere will your kids remember in their home? You get to create that. You have the power in that. That is your responsibility. You get to write that story. This is something completely in your control, my friend. Completely in your control. So I want you to think about this. What are your kids going to say right now? Living the way that they live right now. I don't know how old your kids are. Mine are 12, 9, 6, and 2.5. But what would your kids say right now? My mom would always blank. My mom would always yell at us. My mom would always spank us. My mom would always yank my hand when she felt mad. And she would twist my ear. My mom would always what? Or my mom would always give us hugs and ask us, hey, how was your day, bud? I see that you're having a hard time. What can I do to help you? My mom always created space for me and my big feelings. I'm not talking about like literally always, 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 but for majority of the time. That's what we're talking about when we're talking about always. What are your kids going to say about you? I know that my kids are going to say my mom would always create space for our big feelings. My mom would be there to comfort us. My mom was lighthearted and playful with us. My mom was safe. I know my kids are going to say that about me. Why? Because I intentionally work on that every single day. My mom would always talk to us about Jesus. My mom would always pray with us before bedtime. What are they going to say about you? And the other one that was said, my mom told me blank. My mom told me that I'm dumb, that I'm stupid, that I'm in her way, that I'm annoying her, that I'm bothering her. Or my mom told me that I am a good kid who's having a hard time. My mom told me that I am brave, that I can do hard things through Christ. My mom told me that I'm smart and kind and capable. What are your kids going to say that their mom told them when they grow up? What are the words that they're going to say? My mom told me these things about myself. One of the things that was very kind of eye-opening for me when I was doing coaching with Tessa in the summertime, she was coaching another mom, but man, that really, really struck with me. And we were talking about things that we say to our kids and like negative statements. You're always loud. You're always aggressive. You do this, you are on these negative, you're annoying, you're in my way. All these negative phrases that we say to our kids, you know, that we don't think twice to, but they stick with them. She said, imagine your child stands in front of the mirror and looks at themselves in the mirror and says, I am annoying. I am in my mom's way. I am mean. You get to rewrite that story, friend. That is in your power. You get to change that, okay? What are your kids going to say about their childhood? My childhood was fun. My childhood was peaceful. My childhood was safe and exciting. And my childhood was a good childhood. Or are they going to say, I grew up in a toxic home environment. My childhood was chaotic and disruptive. What are they going to say about their childhood? You get to write that story, friend. What about my mom never? My mom never spanked us in anger. My mom never said, I love you. My mom never apologized. I have a client right now that I'm working with, and one of the things that she shared, she's like, my parents never apologized. They blew up in anger all the time. They said hurtful things in anger that are still haunting her. And the problem is that She's unintentionally saying those phrases to her kids, and now she has to work on it intentionally to stop that. Because if you don't work on it, you're just going to pass on the thing to generation, from generation to generation. So what are your kids going to say? My mom never. My mom never put me down or belittled me. My mom never shamed me for my mistakes. My mom never hurt me when she was feeling angry. What are they going to say that my mom never did? Is that a positive or a negative thing? The other one is, my mom taught me blank. What did my mom teach me? My mom taught me how to deal with my feelings that are uncomfortable, how to process my feelings and release my feelings. My mom taught me how to be vulnerable and share what I feel and what I need. That's what my kids are going to say, because we talk about feelings all the time in our family. My mom taught me how to communicate when I feel upset. My mom taught me how to shut down and drink alcohol when she feels stressed out and angry. My mom taught me how to go and spend hours on the phone or watch TV and escape when she felt mad or frustrated. My mom taught me how to emotionally eat when she felt upset or mad. What are your kids going to say about you? What are you teaching and modeling to your kids? I know this is a very uncomfortable episode. I know this can be either really empowering, or you may turn it around and feel shamed. Or you can tell yourself, this is my chance to change my legacy. This is my chance to do things differently. I don't have to do the same negative patterns that my parents did. I don't have to repeat that. I choose to do things differently. If you want support, my friend, I am here for you. This is the work that I do with you. We change the narrative. You, me, and God together, we do the work together. You get to change your legacy and create positive memories with your kids and become the mom that your kids need. Become that godly woman, godly mom, a godly wife for your family. You get to do that. And the last one that I want you to think about, I felt blank around my mom. Ooh, this one stings. This one stings. How do your kids feel around you? Do they feel safe emotionally? Do they feel comfortable around you? Do they feel like they can trust you? That they come and share with you what's really on their heart and you will listen instead of judge them and condemn them and put them down? How do your kids feel around you right now? Actually, I really want you to journal all of these, and I will repeat them here one more time. I want you to take out a piece of paper. I want you to take your notes app on your phone. I'm going to repeat them again, and I want you to journal. What would your kids say right now about you in this life stage that you're in? This might be really uncomfortable, friend. It's supposed to be. It's meant to be. It should be eye-opening for you to realize, do I really stinking need to make massive changes in my life? Because this is not the childhood I want for my kids. This is not the memories I want for my kids. I want to change it. And a lot is in your control. Yes, there's plenty of things out of your control in your life, but this one is in your control. You get to make these changes. You get to write the story. So here are the things I'm going to go over again. Take out the notes, a notepad, or your notes app on your phone. Number one, my mom would always blank. Number two, my mom told me blank. What would your kids say? Number three, my childhood was blank. Number four, My mom never blank. Number 5, my mom taught me blank. And number 6, I felt blank around my mom. I will link Tessa's social media handle in the show notes because if you do still hang out on social media, please go follow her account. She's so amazing. She's so helpful. The mindset shifts are so mind-blowing. Some of them might really trigger you because you're going to realize that there's lots of work to be done. And this is not to condemn you. This is really to inspire you and motivate you and to encourage you that you can make changes. You can. You can transform your legacy. You get to decide today what support and help you need to get yourself to become the mom that you want your kids to remember. How do you want your kids to know you as? How do you want to be known as a person and as a mom? When your kids have memories of you as an adult, how do they, you want them to refer to you as a mom? Because I can tell you all the positive memories of my mom. She is loving and kind and empathetic and understanding and safe and warm. My mom is one of the best people I know. I admire her so much. I think I've shared on this podcast before. I found a sign once that says, "You are the mom that everybody wishes they had," because she truly is. She's the same person in public, in church, and the same person behind closed doors. And I admire that so, so much. And I want to be the same type of mom for my children. And you know why my mom is like that? She's constantly working on herself. She's not one of those people that like, "Oh, well, this is the way I am, so just deal with me." Nope. She intentionally works on herself. She reads books. She invests in herself. She journals. She does the things that she needs to do. She reads the Bible. She goes to Bible studies. She works on herself constantly to be that woman, to be that godly woman. And I can tell you for a fact that when my mom passes away, the amount of people that are going to show up to her funeral and the amount of people that are going to say kind things about my mom is going to be endless because she made that much impact on people's lives. And I feel so strongly about it and I feel so emotional about it because you get to change your legacy too. You don't have to stay stuck like this. You get to decide. It's a choice if you want to make changes in your life. And you invite God in the process. And you invest where you need to invest. You surround yourself with the support that you need to become that person. No, it doesn't happen overnight. It's a step-by-step process. But you can choose to stay stuck or you can choose to make changes. You can choose to have your kids have negative memories of you or you can get your butt together and say, "No more. I decide today that I'm going to make changes. I am done feeling stuck like this. I'm not going to stay like this. I will make changes because I want my kids to have good memories of me." I want to share with you something that happened years ago. I think I was still not married when this happened. And there was some old grandma that passed away at our Russian church that I attended with my parents. And a friend of mine went to her funeral. I don't know. She must have knew the family. I don't even know who that was. But she told me that the funeral was really weird and really sad. And I said, "Why?" She said, "Because nobody had anything kind to say about this lady that died. The only thing that her kids said about her was that they're thankful that she gave them life. That's it. That was it." And that made me so sad. That really affected me. And I still remember it years and years later, right? There's so many things that are said to us that we forget. But this one really stood out to me because I know that that is not how I want my funeral to go. When I pass away, I want my kids to say lots of good things about me. And I'm confident if you're listening to this podcast, you are a mama who is trying her best. And she is putting effort into becoming the mom that she knows her kids need. That's who you are. And I know there's going to be kind things that your kids are going to say about you. But this example just really resonated with me and stood out to me because I know that's not what I want. So what do I want? So I want to ask you this question. When you think about your mom, what was your mom like? What was she like? I don't know if it's your real mom or adopted mom or what kind of environment you grew up in, but if you did have a mom, what was she like? If you had to describe her, how did you feel around her? What was she like to you, to others? One day, your kids are going to grow up and they will talk about you. And they're going to talk about what you were like. And they are going to talk about what you were like. I want to share with you something that happened years ago. I think I was still not married when this happened. And there was some old grandma that passed away at our Russian church that I attended with my parents. And a friend of mine went to her funeral. I don't know. She must have knew the family. I don't even know who that was. But she told me that the funeral was really weird and really sad. And I said, why? She said, because nobody had anything kind to say about this lady that died. The only thing that her kids said about her was that they're thankful that she gave them life. That's it. That was it. And that made me so sad. That really affected me. And I still remember it years and years later, right? There's so many things that are said to us that we forget. But this one really stood out to me because I know that that is not how I want my funeral to go. When I pass away, I want my kids to say lots of good things about me. And I'm confident if you're listening to this podcast, you are a mama who is trying her best. And she is putting effort into becoming the mom that she knows her kids need. That's who you are. And I know there's going to be kind things that your kids are going to say about you. But this example just really resonated with me and stood out to me because I know that's not what I want. So what do I want? So I want to ask you this question. When you think about your mom, what was your mom like? What was she like? I don't know if it's your real mom or adopted mom or what kind of environment you grew up in, but if you did have a mom, what was she like? If you had to describe her, how did you feel around her? What was she like to you, to others? One day, your kids are going to grow up and they are going to talk about what you were like. So what kind of memories do you want your kids to have of you? What do you want them to say about you? I have a lot of good things to say about my mom, and I am truly, really thankful that I have her as a mom, and I feel really blessed because I know that there's many people that don't have that. The clients that I'm working with right now, when I've worked in the past, their moms were not like that. And I know that I am very blessed and very fortunate. What you can do is you can become a mom that everyone wishes they had. You can become that mom for your kids that their friends wish that you were their mom. Not necessarily because you're the mom that's fun and all permissive, but you are that safe person. You are the calm in the storm. How can you become that person? And what do you need to support yourself to help yourself get there? That is up to you. I shared once a story on my podcast, and I will link it in the show notes because I think it's really empowering. And it's how I got where I am today, my story, and how I came up with the money for my first course that I wanted to buy at that time. Because when I came to my husband, I said, I really want to invest into this course. I think it's going to really help me in growing and becoming the mom that I want to become. And his answer was, we don't have the money. And how I was really discouraged and upset at first. And then I asked myself, how can I come up with the money? Instead of, I don't have the money, how can I come up with the money? Because this is what I need. This is the next best step for me. And I did come up with the money. I got creative. And I know that you can too. You got this, my friend. If you want support, you can pray for God to provide the resources for you to get the support. You are capable of making changes. There's hope for you. You're not broken in the sense that you're unfixable. Yes, we're all broken humans, right, from a spiritual perspective, but you are fixable. God can fix you. God can put pieces together, and you can grow into that mom that your kids love and adore and admire and feel safe around and want to be around. You can become that Proverbs 31 woman that her kids rise up and call her blessed. You can become that mom. That story is in your hands to write. Along with God, along with the support that you need, it could be therapy, whatever it is, get the support that you need to help you get there. My friend, and if you resonate with this and you want the next step to work with me, I have a 12-week coaching program that will truly, truly change your life. I am not kidding. I am not kidding at all. One of my clients that I'm working with right now, she literally stopped going to therapy because she said that my coaching was so much more. And she was able to get so much more out of my coaching than she has in years of therapy. My friend, this is possible for you. You can be that next person. And if you are ready, I am here and I would be so honored to talk with you and support you along this road. And the support that you will receive with my coaching container is like no other. I promise you. You have access to me Monday through Friday. You have coaching calls. You have homework assignments that you need to do and submit. And I am on it. I check in with you regularly and ask you about it. I don't wait for you to text me and see how and tell me your questions. I reach out to you Monday through Friday and see how you're doing, what I can pray about you, how I can support you, what questions I can answer. You have all the support you need to succeed on this journey. And I come alongside you. And I have 100% money back guarantee. If your husband feels hesitant because he's like, I'm not sure if this is going to work, I have 100% money back guarantee. I partner with a loan company. You can take out a loan if you can't make the full payment or the monthly payments. My friend, there is hope for you. I will also link in the show notes the episode of how you can come up with the money for coaching. There are ways that you can come up with money for coaching. So if this is the hurdle that's holding you back, I know you're so creative. You're so thoughtful. You will find a way. Mother's Day is coming up. This can be your Mother's Day gift. Your parents, your in-laws, maybe your friends, or your birthday's coming up, will be like, hey, what do you want for Mother's Day? Can I have some money so I can invest in coaching? I have a coaching program that I really, really need right now. Can you give me the money for that? That would be really helpful. This is going to be the best gift that you can give for your kids. I promise you. Imagine 3 months from now, you being a mom who's grounded and collected and calm and patient and stable in your home, that you are the calm in the storm. What an amazing gift to your children. Okay, I've been talking for a while. Before I let you go, I want to share with you an Amazon product that I'm loving. I got these pairs of flip-flops that are super cute that I think you're going to like as well. I have the thong option of the flip-flops. There's a few different options. And there is like a plastic tube around where it goes between your toes. So that part was a little bit bothering me, so I cut that off. And then they are just super cute and comfortable, and I really like them. So if you want a pair of classy flip-flops for the summer that make you feel put together, this is the one. And I will link it in the show notes. I think you're really going to like it. I think you can hear my daughter. I don't know if you can hear my daughter in the background. I think, so she's 2.5. She'll be 3 in the summertime. She is giving up her naps. Yep, my time to record and work in the middle of the day is becoming shorter and shorter because she is just giving up her naps. So she's awake. She refuses to nap, which is fine. I obviously can't make her nap. She just sits there and talks in her crib. She has that little tent over the crib that she can't get out. She has got some toys in there. I gave her some water and snacks. And now she doesn't want to nap anymore. And I just need to adapt, right? And adjust and accept the reality because this is what it is and I can't change it. I can try to work with it. And so that's what we have right now. You're going to hear a little toddler in the background, probably talking once in a while. And that's what it is for now. So my friend, thanks for being here. Until next episode. Hi, friend. Did you learn something new or found value in this episode? If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with one Christian mama friend who has young kiddos and could benefit from this message? Word of mouth is the best way to spread the word and grow this podcast. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, would you please rate and review on Apple Podcasts so I know that this content is helpful and I can continue to create more episodes. This is really the only way for me to know that you are blessed by this podcast. I'll see you soon, my friend. God bless you.